And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lensic Center for Performing Arts. She is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning. Welcome. Hi. Good to be here.
It's great to have you here, as always. So what's going on this weekend is the $4 question.
$4? That's a good deal, because there's a lot going on this weekend. And you just heard an announcement about one thing that's going on at the Lensic this weekend. The Mahler 7 concert by the Santa Fe Symphony takes place on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's the day after the Lensic's gala fundraising event, which is tomorrow night. That's sold out, but just to let people know, the Lensic will be closed, and there will be a private event going on inside. Another great thing at the Lensic this coming week is the Lannan Foundation's Reading and Conversation Series, continuing on Wednesday, with Benjamin Alir Sainz and Cecilia Bailly. The Sainz is the author of Everything Begins and Ends at the Kentucky Club, and he will be speaking with Cecilia Bailly about his work and doing a reading. That's Wednesday evening at the Lensic. We also have two really good concerts coming up, if I can add two more things.
Yeah.
Nico Case is Monday. That one's sold out, I believe. And
wasn't Nico Case here and then it got canceled or something?
She was. She got sick. She was ill and canceled at the very, very last minute,
yeah,
which left a lot of disappointed Nico Case fans in the fall. But she's coming back on Monday, we're happy to say, thanks to Heath Concerts. And Ricky Lee Jones is coming on Thursday.
Wow.
Have you ever seen Ricky Lee?
No, but that's a name from the distant past.
It is, and she's kind of a trippy performer. She's good. It's fun.
The Serenata of Santa Fe presents a young artist piano masterclass with Yi Heng Yang, pianist, featuring local young talented pianist participants on Saturday the 12th of April at 10 o'clock. It's open to the public, and it's at the Scottish Rite Center. You can get tickets at the door. 989-7988 for more information.
Is the Scottish Rite Center still for sale? I believe it is, or
yeah,
did someone buy it?
It's a little out of my price range, but yeah.
Yeah. We won't be moving in anytime soon. Tonight is one of the coolest events of the year, I think, at Sight Santa Fe. It's Sight Unseen 8, the 8th annual event. It's a fundraiser for Sight Santa Fe. And what it involves is the sale of works on 5.5 by 8 boards by anonymous artists. The artists sign the boards on the back, the pieces they've created on the back, and you purchase it without knowing who's created the work you're buying.
I love that.
So it's kind of a surprise. If you know your art, you are liable to get something, not liable, but might get something pretty by a famous artist, because there are artworks by Terry Allen, Alexis Smith, Mary Temple, Erica Wanamaker, and many more. There's a preview. You can pay a little extra to get in early and have your pick of the paintings and works, or you can come in at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7:30 at the public opening, which is free.
Excellent. I got a note from the Museum of International Folk Art. There is a Brazilian music and dance event with Frank Lido and Pandemonium featuring the Odara Dance Ensemble. They are amazing. And it's Sunday, the 13th of April, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And it is in conjunction with that nice show that's up there, Brazil Arte Popular, and free with regular museum admission. And, of course, Sundays are free for New Mexico residents. Yay.
Yay. Louder Than Words is taking place this weekend. That's the spring repertory dance performance by the students at Moving People Dance, as well as at Belisama Dance. This will be a performance on Saturday and Friday, tonight and tomorrow, at the James A. Little Theater. It starts at 7 p.m. You can get tickets at 988-1234. And it's a great way to support our local young dancers and super talented. I know Cora Clyburn will be in that show, and she's spectacular. I think it's her last performance before going off to college, but she's been performing in local shows for years now, and I think she's going to go places.
That's so great. So I got another note from Cecile from V-Day. New Mexico's women's prison population is increasing more than any other state, and private corporations that own and run these prisons stand to gain from this increase. Please join Betty Fleischman, who's executive director of the Women's Justice Project and the New Mexico Women's Network for a critical audience participation and plan of action discussion. It's Thursday, the 17th of April at 6 o'clock at the Forum at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. It's free. Donations are welcome. And a very, very, very important issue.
Another event at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design at the Greer Garson Theater Center is a new play. Not a new play, it's a newly produced play, but it's a one-act play written by Tennessee Williams. It's called Confessional, Small Craft Warnings. It'll take place tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, with evening shows Friday and Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. This is a one-act play, as I said, and it centers on a motley group of people who are gathered in a seedy coastal bar in Southern California. That doesn't tell us a whole lot, but if it's Tennessee Williams, I'm sure it will be good. And it's a student-run play. It's directed by theater student Hamilton Turner and managed by Tristan Triana. I think it will be good and another great thing to do this weekend.
Excellent. Santa Fe Concert Association presents Free Ballet Next Dance Talk with Linda Smid-Monich in support of the April 25th and 26th Ballet Next performances. It's at the United Church of Santa Fe on Arroyo Chamiso on Tuesday at 7:30 in the evening. And you can find out more about the whole Ballet Next thing, which seems like it's going to be a really, really cool event.
And that's at the Ballet Next itself is at the Lenzic on Saturday, April 26th.
That's right. And Friday and Saturday, the 25th and 26th. Awesome.
Opposite Books has some interesting, cool events coming up, as usual. On Saturday, which is tomorrow at 3, Belinda Perry, who writes under the name William A. Lucky, will be reading and speaking at Opposite Books over at Sambusco Center. Her newest book is called An Old Woman's Lies. It's about a New Mexican woman who was born during the Depression into a New Mexico farm family who was struggling. And it's a novel. On Tuesday, April 16th, Opposite will host Frey, Guerrilla Poetry for the Planet, with Kirsten Munt, Tara Ray Russo, and Stella Reed. This is a guerrilla poetry installation that uses the metaphor Frey to evoke the strain we feel dealing with today's economy and the economic problems. What's kind of interesting about it is they say that instead of taking the moral position of capitalism as the enemy, they're looking at what happens when we stop and look at ourselves and feel this, what they call a double bind, and talk about what kind of how capitalism has its pluses and minuses and what it means to society.
Yep.
Opposite Books, that's Tuesday at 5:30 p.m.
Excellent. This Saturday at 7:30, Gig presents Big Al Anderson, a songwriter, guitarist, and guitarist for the legendary band NRBQ for 23 years. A list of artists that have recorded his songs is outrageous, and it should be a great evening, so that's at Gig tomorrow at 7:30.
I haven't heard the name NRBQ in a long, long time.
I know.
That's good to know. It's at Gig, which is always a fun, small space, very intimate. Dream Awake, Santa Fe Film Festival Portrait Project, starts today at Better Day Coffee, that great coffee shop over at Casa Solana. It'll feature the work of Santa Fe photographer Bill Stengel, who's shot portraits of Santa Feans, 32 of them, daydreaming with their eyes shut. So it's portraits of people with their eyes shut, striking black and white series of Dream Awake portraits. It's part of a digital and print campaign promoting the 2014 Santa Fe Film Festival, which is coming up May 1st through 4th.
Yay. Hope to feature some of those here on the radio.
I thought you would.
There's a Bollywood dance party benefit for Esperanza Shelter. It's called Mantra Bazaar. And it's DJ Una mixing Bollywood beats, performances by Pomegranate Studios, authentic Indian food, and silent auction, all benefiting Esperanza. It's Saturday the 12th, tomorrow, from 2:30 until 5 at 10,000 Villages on Galisteo Street. Mantra Bazaar is spelled MantraBazaar.com.
That sounds fun.
Yep.
Another thing that sounds fun and something I've never done is gone to a cheese workshop. In the Focus, it's not just a general cheese workshop. It's a specific cheese workshop about farmstead goat cheese. This is a day-long workshop at the Santa Fe Culinary Academy. It's today from 9 to 3. So I suppose we're announcing this a little bit late, but if you hurry, you can probably make the cheese workshop.
And if you're listening in the afternoon, you've missed the cheese workshop.
Exactly. But you can still go buy some farmstead goat cheese in honor of of today's event, which is over there at Rocky Durham's excellent cooking school and catering establishment on San Francisco Street.
Excellent. And it's time for the cat of the week.
Meow.
Beckett and Koufax are sweet and mellow kitties who will quickly adapt to new surroundings with a little extra love and attention. They are very bonded to one another. They would like to be adopted together. There's a reduced adoption fee. Beckett is a big, beautiful lady with a short coat and calico markings. Koufax is a big, handsome gentleman with a short black coat. And they were born in June of 1997.
97.
So they're slightly older kitties, sort of middle-aged kitties.
Oldies but goodies. Yeah. Middle-agedies but goodies.
And you can go to Ask Felines. You can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com or call 505-316-2281.
I think we should give an event for dog lovers, too.
Well, you know, I've told people you can give Dog of the Week, but nobody's really... And I've gotten a few Dogs of the Week, but nobody's kept it up for more than a day or two, a week or two. Animal shelter and rescue people take note.
Next time I'm here, I will pick one out of the newspaper and name him the Dog of the Week, if that's okay.
Oh, that is so okay.
But if you have a dog already, or if you want a dog, there's an event you might be in for on Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Pooch Pantry and Boutique on Guadalupe. It's a wash and adopt event. Pooch Pantry now has a dog washing facility. I haven't seen it, but I guess it's tubs and other accessories there for you to wash your dog. So you can bring your dog in, give him a bath or her a bath, and you will also be able to, actually a portion of all dog washes that day will benefit the shelter, which will be bringing little and big and all kinds of dogs there to be adopted. So come to Pooch Pantry on Sunday and you can watch wet dogs getting baths, and dogs available for adoption.
That's called really having nothing else to do, watching dogs get baths.
I don't know. Some of those wet dogs are kind of handsome.
Journey Santa Fe on Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore from 11 to 12 features happiness. Merle Lefkoff will be speaking about Bretton Woods 3.0, the new economic paradigm. Bruce Smith is a positive psychologist from University of New Mexico. He will be speaking about his work. And he was voted... His course was voted best class at UNM, and it was all about improving well-being and the well-being of the students in particular. Zaylee Pollan, now our KSRCO's news director, will be speaking about the Happiness and Well-Being Conference, Building a National Movement, which will be held at the end of May in Burlington, Vermont. And Happiness Santa Fe is one of the organizers of the conference. And let's see. Also, in honor of Thomas Jefferson's birthday and Happiness Santa Fe's annual celebration, they will be introducing a superhero Sunday, and people are encouraged to go out and do something for somebody else, give them a flower, pay for their coffee or lunch, things like that. Anyway, you can find out more at the Happiness Santa Fe Facebook page, and you can also wear superhero outfits.
And that's Sunday? I need to remember this so
Sunday
I can
at
do
11.
Something nice.
Yeah.
Is Zaylee involved in Happiness?
Oh, you do something nice every day.
Aw,
you
you're so
just
sweet.
So fundamentally nice.
Aw, thanks, I think.
It's true, she is.
Something else nice. How's that for a transition? Here's something nice. Lovely, enlightening, life-enriching. It's Baroque Holy Week at Santa Fe Pro Musica, where the Baroque Ensemble will be playing a special concert. In honor of Holy Week, is Easter next Sunday? I think it may be.
It is indeed, a week from Sunday.
So anyway, Pro Musica has concerts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Loretto Chapel, playing classical music by Bach, Handel, and others. And I'm sure many people in the audience have heard Pro Musica, but if you haven't, it's one of my favorite classical music groups in town, and this will be their Baroque Ensemble playing with Catherine Mueller, soprano.
There is a book signing party for a book called Radiance. Karuna Diliberto and Luis Larrey are the co-authors. The event is Friday, the 11th of April, that's today, from 7 to 9 at Molecule Design, which is a really, really cool store in the Baca Rail Yard District. It's right, if you're on Cerrillos and Baca, you take a right and you will see Molecule over there. And the book is called Radiance, Particles of Silence.
I don't know if you've talked about this one on your show. You have a lot of Teatro Paragua actors and directors on here, but there's a play called When the Stars Trembled in Rio Puerco.
Yes, we had them on.
I thought you had. Remind people that's tonight and tomorrow.
Yep.
It sounds like a really, really interesting play about historic New Mexico. It takes place in historic New Mexico and tales about growing up here when in the early 1900s through the 50s in four ghost towns south of Cuba.
Yeah.
I'm sure you covered all this, but...
They do good work over Teatro Paraguas, and I just have a particular fondness for Nazario Garcia, who is just such a wonderful author and wonderful person, and there's just a kind of magic about everything he does.
And he wrote the book Recuerdos de los Viejitos?
Yep.
Otherwise known as Tales of the Rio Puerco Valley.
I want to just put an addendum on the announcement from a moment ago about this book, Radiance, Particles of Silence. This is what it is. It's an earthly and cosmic journey through the old world practice of yoga with fine art photography and meditation text exploring themes of silence and the metaphysics of practice. Okay. There
Sounds
we have
good.
It. Yeah, because if I just said radiance, nobody knows what we're talking about.
And you've done meditation and meditation retreats.
I've done some of that stuff. It drives me completely bananas, but it's good for you.
It is good for you. I have to try it.
Some people love it. I don't think I'm quiet enough to really be good at that stuff.
It's hard not to talk.
Oh God. Anyway, let's talk.
It is. It's National Poetry Month. And the city of Santa Fe is celebrating with Santa Fe Poets 4, a group reading event organized by Santa Fe Poet Laureate John Davis. It's this Wednesday from 6 to 8 at the Santa Fe Community Gallery over on Marcy Street. That's in the Community Convention Center. And this will feature six events all in the series, but it's a collaboration with John Davis, Poet Laureate Emeritus Joan Loggie, and Community Partners Theater Work, New Mexico Culture Net, and Cut and Paste Society. There will be poetry readings and lectures celebrating poetry. I'm sure there's something for everyone here at Santa Fe Poets 4.
Sounds like a great event. The New Mexico Women in Film presents a panel discussion called The Art and Technique of the Director-Editor Collaboration. That's on Sunday from 3 to 6 at Fox Road Studios, which is at 2350 Fox Road, Suite 200. It features award-winning, distinguished director-editor teams like Diana Taylor and David Leach, Lisa Lucas and Sarah Gartner, Amy Barry Brewstra and Shalene Bridge. Sorry if I didn't get everybody's name right. And moderated by Shalene Bridge. And it's free for members, and there is a charge for non-members.
Painted Bultos and Painted Reliefs is a special talk being given on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Spanish Colonial Art Society. It features Spanish Market traditional artist Art Lopez, who's very skilled in award-winning bulto and relief painter. He paints Santaros on wood. He will be there to talk about his work and talk about the centuries-old art of painting bultos.
Which is such a beautiful tradition here in New Mexico.
It is one of my favorite things when I first moved here, and I still continue to enjoy them. I haven't gone to Spanish Market in a couple of years. I think I'm about due.
Yeah, it's always, whenever you go there, you can put yourself in that space of New Mexico in past decades and even centuries.
The tin work and the woodwork, it's really a special event for this part of the country and the whole country.
There is a meeting on Wednesday at 6:30 of the Santa Fe chapter of the Native Plant Society of New Mexico, and it's called it's a free talk called The Art of Pest Control. Philip Clark, owner of organic landscaping in Santa Fe since 1981, will discuss his conversion from believing what he was taught about plant pests to the approach he uses today. I suspect that some of the concept behind that is that insects are not always the pests that you think they are.
I bet, and I don't know why I laugh at the word pests.
I know. It's when I was very small, there was a children's book called Ramona the Pest.
Oh, I love Ramona. Ramona and Beezus, her sister, I think.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so they're talking about a holistic approach to making your plants thrive, and it's at the Christ Lutheran Church at 1701 Arroyo Chamiso. in the triangle of Old Pecos Trail, St. Michael's Drive in Arroyo Chamiso. For more information, 690-5105. They do good work over there, Native Plant Society.
The Armory Show takes place tonight. It's at the CCA. It's the CCA starting at 6 to 8 in the Munoz Waxman Main Gallery. This is a celebration of CCA's 35th year, and it features the work of more than 100 great Santa Fe artists. There will be, let's see, I wonder if I can name some of the artists, if I can find the names, but if
name them all 100.
Okay, here we go. Amy Albrecht, Axel Contemporary. Yeah, it goes on and on. And they will be there tonight
at this event. If your last name starts with A, you get announced.
Right.
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting. But I saw it in progress as it was going up. It looks fantastic.
It does. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it does if Mary Charlotte says it does. And it is. It's the gala tonight. The gala is tomorrow night. I'm so sorry. The gala is tomorrow night, April 12th from 6 to late, it says. So you know it's going to be a good party. Tickets are available at 982-1334. You'll get to see all the art that's on exhibit. You'll also have a live and silent auction and awards and hors d'oeuvres and drinks and live music and dancing. And proceeds from the event support Capital High School Film Program and our beloved CCA.
Yay! And don't forget David Geist with Geist Cabaret over there in Pronzo. He will be singing and playing the piano tonight, and tomorrow night guest artist Ron Newman will be with him, and all performances are 6:30. Let's see, what time are they? I think 6:30, 6 to 9 at Pronzo Italian Grill.
There's something I'm trying to find the exact time on because it sounds so much fun. Is an all ages break dancing workshop at Warehouse 21. Have you ever break danced?
You know, when they say all ages, I'm thinking that I might be past the time of spinning around on my head.
You're
I'm just
not
saying.
Quite 80 yet. You're approaching that, but I think you can still dance. Break dance.
Yeah.
You're more of a salsa girl.
Salsa.
But the all ages breakdancing workshop is every Thursday. So there's one this Thursday from 5:30 to 7 at Warehouse 21. And it's the leaders of the workshop are Super Dude Tyrone and friends. They're the best breakers in town.
Excellent.
Apparently.
I'd like to see that. Free novel writing workshop hosted by Kyle Dylan Hertz of the Santa Fe Writing Workshops is tomorrow from 12 to 1 at Garcia Street Books. If you have an idea for a novel, you're not quite sure how to start, or you started and you're not quite sure how to proceed, or any curiosity that you have about the novel writing process, you can just go ahead and show up.
Let's say you want to start a nonprofit. Then where do you turn? Well, you can turn to this seminar from SCORE Santa Fe called Growing a Sustainable Nonprofit. It's a seminar for organizations that have successfully emerged from the startup phase and are now coping with the growth and challenges of success. Nonprofits, that is. And it's Thursday from 9 to 12. To register or get more information, you can call 424-1140. The presenters are Judith Nix and Michael Mendez.
Excellent. And don't forget the many art gallery openings that are happening this Friday and every Friday. There is, let's see, this starting today at 4:30 at Warehouse 21. Warehouse 21 and Mikey Baker present a guitar ensemble workshop for young people who maybe have always looked at people playing the guitar and wondered what it would be like. Now you can learn under the tutelage of Shreddy Krueger himself, Mikey Baker.
Shreddy Krueger. Nice.
And then starting on Sunday, April 13th, at Warehouse 21, a six-week professional acting workshop for film, television, and commercials with Cheryl Roberts, casting director and producer. She's fabulous. The children's classes are ages 7 to 15, and then ages 18 and over are also, they're sort of all afternoon. The children's are at 1 and the 18 and over is at 3. Private lessons are also available. For more information, 989-4423. 989-4423, Warehouse 21.
There are also a lot of fantastic movies, as always, at the CCA Cinematheque, but I think this weekend there are even some better than usual selections. Tonight, Friday, April 11th, opens at the CCA, The Unknown Known. It's Errol Morris's documentary about Donald Rumsfeld that you may have read about and heard about. PASA gave it 3 chilies, I noticed today. Morris, of course, did the documentary Fog of War.
Which was a really, really good movie.
It was, and I've heard really great things about The Unknown Known. Rumsfeld is a fascinating person. Former New Mexico part-time resident. I don't know if he still is, but I plan to see that very soon.
He was the one who said, there are unknown knowns,
right.
There are known unknowns, and there are unknown unknowns.
It's very hard to keep track of, but
yeah.
maybe you'll get that down after this documentary, or even better, maybe you'll understand what makes the man tick. Might be just as complicated.
Aye. Community event for Earth Day. Learn how to build giant puppets and make them... Learn how to build giant puppets and make them. I'm just reading what they what they give me. At Wise Fool Studio at 2778 Agua Fria. The number is 992-2588. And you can not only build puppets, but then be in the procession and honoring ceremony at Earth Day. If you don't want to build puppets, you can still be part of the procession because they can use singers, dancers, movers of all kinds, performers. You can just simply show up. The procession leaves at 11:30 a.m. from the Jean Cocteau Cinema. Earth Day at the Rail Yard is April 26th. I'm a little confused. There's all sorts of dates on here. I think the best thing would be to call 992-2588. You can also go to earthdaysantafe.info to find out more information.
Earth Day is coming up.
Earth Day is coming up.
This one's next Friday, but it's so cool that I want to point it out. Next Friday, afternoon and in the evening, there will be a premiere screening of Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, dubbed in Navajo.
Really?
It'll take place. It's been translated into the Navajo language. It'll take place at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, which is on Museum Hill. Reservations are required for this, 476-1269. And I could go and would not understand a word of it.
It would be fascinating, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Star Wars, dubbed in Navajo.
Excellent. And at the Santa Fe Public Library for the entire month of April is a show by local photographer and teacher Carrie Cottle. It's called Troy to Taksim Square. Photographs by Carrie Cottle at the main library. She traveled to Turkey as part of a grant awarded by the Turkish Culture Foundation and the Santa Fe Council on International Relations, and it's photographs from Troy, Istanbul, Taksim Square, Gallipoli, so many other places, Ankara. Anyway, it's at the main library on Washington Avenue in downtown Santa Fe, and there's a gallery in there. So it's always nice to go see what's happening in our public library. They do such a good job, and shout out to Pat Hodapp.
Shout out. Hey, Pat.
And shout out to Diane Karp. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Yay.
On a much more serious note than birthdays, there's an educational talk tomorrow about pets and cancer. It's called Pets and Cancer, What Every Pet Parent Needs to Know. It's hosted by Jeanette M. Kelly, who is a vet and an oncology specialist. It's at the Performance Space at La Tienda in El Dorado. It's up there on Caliente Road. It starts at 1. And she will be talking about the state-of-the-art cancer treatments. And I believe she was one of the first veterinary oncology specialists to start in New Mexico back in 2004. So she's been here a while. Please RSVP 982-4492.
And what else?
What else? Did you? I was going to say this one, but you already said it. The Counterculture Cafe has a new exhibit starting called Plaid All Over. Maybe you didn't say that.
No,
one.
I didn't say it.
It starts tonight. The theme is Plaid All Over, and it will hang through April. A show of artworks that feature the plaid, the pattern plaid,
and plaid,
the plaid, the pattern plaid,
plaid, like
yes,
kilts,
like, yeah, kilts, checks, whatever you want to call it. That sounds cool, and it'll be up till April 26th, at which point there will be a closing party with a puppet show and featuring the band Clocus. And puppet show. The theme of today's show is puppet shows and wet dogs. Dogs getting baths.
And we have such a variety of events here in this crazy town. Diana Delling is with the Lenzik Center for Performing Arts. And hey, don't forget all the local cinemas and bookstores and things that make this town great. And the Lenzik and the CCA Gala tomorrow night. And Diana Delling with the Lenzik Center for Performing Arts. Speaking of the arts, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Have a great weekend and a great day.
Thank you. And I will be out for the next 2 weeks, taking a little medical break. Hollis Walker will be sitting in for me. And Speaking of the Arts will go on as always. And so I will miss you guys, but I'll be back dog willing in a couple of weeks.
Dog willing. We'll make sure you're good, well taken care of.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Hasta la vista.